Hello and welcome to All Things Travel. Today, we're continuing our discussion of planning a Walt Disney World vacation, and we're getting closer to that trip. What are those last-minute decisions and tasks that you need to take care of to make your trip an unforgettable experience? We've got your planning covered. You're listening to All Things Travel, Episode 44, original air date April 21st, 2021. Well, Shane, we're getting close to our trip here on our imaginary timeline of Disney planning episodes.
This is the time when it starts to feel real.
It's getting real, man. So far in our series of episodes, we've talked about kind of getting in the right mindset and planning, making those choices and booking. Last episode, we talked with my co-host from The Happiest Place on Earth, and we talked about dining and what to experience there. And now we're in those steps of last-minute things to consider. So first of all, I want to let everybody know, you know, there is a method to our madness here. It may feel like we're going a little slow in this series, but honestly, both Shane and I have worked with enough people where we've seen people get overwhelmed with this process. And so we're really trying to dole it out in bite-sized chunks of, hey, you've got a trip planned for, you know, this summer or next fall. When should you be thinking about things, and in what order should you be thinking about things?
This is one of those do as we do situations, because the timeline isn't exactly the same. We're going about every other week with the episodes, but the way we're breaking it up is the way you want to break it up and not try to do everything at once. Split it up over the planning period, over the 6 months or so that you've got your trip planned.
Yeah, I was working with a family, I think it was last week, and we were booking their trip for next fall and even into December. They're not sure which date. And, you know, the mom kept bringing up, and she hadn't been to Disney World in like 10 years. And so she kept up bringing up stuff that she was seeing on Facebook. And I just kind of said, let's stop. Let's focus on where, you know, when you want to go, where you want to go. And I mean, obviously she was excited. I'm excited to help them. She wants to get the information, but it's kind of like, okay, now's not the time in this process to be thinking about that day that you're at Hollywood Studios. We'll get there, but now, right now, where we're still trying to figure out the date, is not that time.
Right. Yeah. And that is a point in there too, is that you can plan, start making plans as far ahead without having the exact dates yet.
Sure. So at this point in our timeline, we are 1 month before our trip. So Shane, there's something that happens here at 30 days that we need to pay particular attention to. What is that, first of all?
The final payment is due 30 days before your vacation starts.
Yep. So you'll make that final payment. For some folks, they've just put that $200 package deposit down and they haven't paid anything else. Other folks have been paying all along the way. But now's the time where you have to make that final deposit or that final payment and make sure that you're all set there. This is also the time where you figure out how you're going to get from the area. I'm assuming you're flying. If you're driving, you go straight to your resort or to the parks, obviously. But if you're flying, now is the time to be making that Magical Express reservation. Magical Express is the bus service from MCO or Orlando Airport directly to the resorts. Now, obviously, that is just going to be going through 2021. So we will have folks who are listening to this where Magical Express is no longer an option. In that case, you're looking for other ways to get from the resort or from the airport to the resort, things like Uber, Lyft, scheduling a private transfer. We can help you with all of that, or as you're comfortable, you know, you can certainly do that as well.
And I really think that they'll replace it with something.
They will, and we just don't, at the time of recording, we just don't know what that is.
Yeah, there'll be another option that we can help you plan for.
This is also the time where I want to make sure that everybody's My Disney Experience is set up the right way. If they've decided to use Magic Bands, that those are set up and good to go with their accounts. So make sure that at this point you have those ordered. If you want to wait and purchase them at the parks, that's perfectly fine. But if you want to order them ahead of time so you have them, you want to do that here within this last month. And this is also when you start to put pen to paper or notes on your phone where it comes to your daily itinerary. You already have your dining ideas set up. You know which days you're going to be at the park, but what are you going to be doing those days? We are going to get into those weeds on the next episode. So hold off on that, but know that that task is going to be happening here in this last month.
And on the magic bands, I think it's fun to wear the magic bands in the airport. If you're flying, wear the magic bands in the airport on the way to Disney.
Absolutely. So
I recommend ordering them in advance to make sure that you have them, and you know, it might be fun to wear them for a day or two, even before you leave for your trip.
And for those folks that have been to Walt Disney World in the past recently, any of your older magic bands can work for your upcoming trips as well. So you don't have to order them. But I do the same thing, Shane. I have a tradition that I don't take my magic band off until we've gotten back home.
That's a good tradition.
So I wear my magic band. I don't always wear it to the airport. But on the way home, I don't take it off till we arrive back in our home.
And after our first trip, I might have worn mine for a few weeks afterwards.
and you know, and you were just always shocked every time you went to Starbucks and you weren't able to.
What do you mean I can't pay with us?
Yeah, I'll just put it on my resort on my room. That's fine. We're in the last week, the last couple weeks, and we're starting to think about packing. I do want to do one quick plug. We have a freebie that we want to share with you, which is everything that you should buy before your theme park vacation to save money on your theme park vacation. So purchasing some of those things to take with you so that you can actually save money because they're a lot more expensive at the parks. What's the address for that, Shane, that people can go in and request that freebie?
allthingstravelshow.com/shopping.
Sounds great. And we also have an entire episode about that if you want to go back and check that out.
I'll put a link to it in the show notes because I don't remember offhand what episode number that was.
That's even better. So let's talk, Shane, about a couple of those packing tips. You know, what are some things that we might not think about besides the obvious? We know we need our swimsuit. We know we need clothes. What are some things that we should be thinking about with packing here when it comes to a Walt Disney World trip? We're thinking of a family, so it might be different for your family. It might be different for your group, but a general family, what should they bring?
Well, it's going to be different for each family. Each family is going to have unique needs, but I do have my big three that are just absolute musts for everyone, and that's sunscreen, ponchos, and Powerade. Which doesn't have to be Powerade. You can get whatever brand you want, but some kind of hydration aid, whatever works best for you, whatever tastes good enough to you so that you're willing to drink it frequently.
Right.
Ponchos. You never know when it's going to rain, but just assume that it's going to be every day for a little bit during the day. And then, of course, sunscreen. You don't want to ruin a trip by getting a sunburn.
Absolutely. And you also want to save money by bringing your own.
I can tell you that from recent personal experience.
Well, I would add to that, make sure that everybody has several pairs of shoes because Shane talked about the rain, and you don't want to have soaked shoes from an afternoon thunderstorm that you then have to wear for the next couple of days. So make sure that everybody has a couple pairs of shoes. Make sure that you have stuff to charge your phones, your iPads, all those things. I would also add, make sure you bring enough medicine for everybody to have one or two doses of something. If there's an upset stomach, if there's a headache, I invariably get a migraine by about day three of Disney because of the sights, the sounds, the dehydration. So just thinking about a few of those things. And another thing that I always plan for the worst, but I always bring an extra pair of glasses because I've told you in the past, last time I was at a Disney water park, my glasses ended up going through the filtration system.
So at least they were clean, right?
Absolutely. And so just thinking about a couple of those things that you're going to want to have beyond the obvious clothes and and swimsuits and whatnot.
Speaking of shoes, that reminded me of something that I didn't think of for the month before, and maybe a couple of months before, is don't get a new pair of shoes for Absolutely. Your Disney trip. Yes. Start wearing them yes. a month or two before to, I guess, break them in. I don't know if that's still a thing with shoes, but to break them in, get used to them, make sure that they're going to work out for you. And also just to get used to walking, because you're going to be yeah. You're going to be doing a lot of walking. Remember at the agency conference, you and I were doing our best to stay under 15,000 steps and couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You're going to get in a lot of steps. And another thing to remember, at least for now, is to have plenty of face coverings.
Yes, right. You're going to be wanting to probably switch those out at least once during the day.
At least, yeah. You don't want to wear the same one every day, and you're probably not going to wear the same one all day any given day. And one thing that I saw someone make a mistake on is they had a plan to buy face coverings at the parks, and they were cool. They looked nice, but they didn't work out for that person.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend if your plan is to get face coverings at the parks, get them as souvenirs to bring back and wear, but bring plenty of the masks that you're used to wearing every day to the parks for your Disney trip.
No, the same thing happened to us this past fall when we went. My son wanted to get a particular character mask, and we got it. We were happy to get it for him, you know, but it didn't fit. And I don't think he's worn it since. And so, like shoes, find something that you like, something that you know works for you, and pack snacks. Whether it's the airport, whether it's breakfast foods, whether it's wanting to have that snack at the park so that you don't have the hangries. Yes, there's going to be plenty of food that you're going to purchase while you're at Disney and traveling, but make sure you have those backup snacks.
That way you get what you want. You don't get stuck buying something just because you're starving and you don't really enjoy it.
Yep. We've got our list down for packing. We know what we're going to need to put in those suitcases. One thing that I would say then is start to prep. One of the things that our family tends to do is the week before, I mean, we're always watching Disney stuff, but
thank you,
the
Disney
week
Plus.
Before we kind of start to really binge, you know, Disney Plus quite a bit. We start to watch some of those classic Disney movies. You know, we just kind of get in that Disney mood, if you will.
I have watched the first couple of episodes, but I need to watch The Imagineering Story.
Oh,
if you have Disney Plus, watch that before your trip.
As long as you want to know how the magic is made, let me put it that way. The Imagineering Story is an amazing documentary, and I'm the uber Disney geek. So, you know, but it's just, and what I liked about it was it wasn't just how great is Walt Disney. You know, how great was Walt Disney World? Everything was great. It really looked at the evolution of the parks, the evolution of the company. And, you know, there were some uncomfortable moments. There were some uncomfortable conversations. And I liked learning about that. I liked learning about kind of the evolution of how that Disney brand grew and grew. Yeah, if especially if you haven't been to the Disney parks in a while, that will grab your imagination, you know, no pun intended, to really be excited when you go.
I think that pun was intended.
I'm a dad, so puns tend to be intended.
It's required.
And I would say, and again, we're going to go kind of day to day on the next episode, but let people choose, make some choices. So as far as, you know, get excited about those snacks, get excited about the rides, you know, get excited, you know, even get on and look and see what kind of souvenirs there might be. And like my son, for our very first trip, you know, it was all about, I want a Buzz Lightyear. And it was, you know, he talked about getting a Buzz Lightyear. And I think it was the first full day we were at Epcot. You know, it was the first thing was, how can we get him his Buzz Lightyear? And he was just happier than all get out because he had been talking about getting this Buzz Lightyear, you know, for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we got it for him. And, you know, we were at Turtle Talk with Crush right afterwards. Have you been there, Shane, where Crush interacts with the kids and everything like that over at the aquarium?
I haven't done Turtle Talk with Crush yet.
And so the kids are all in front and the adults are in the back. And so Crush calls on one of the kids and Caleb stands up, our son, and Crush had called on him. And cool. Crush asked how he was doing, and Caleb thrust out Buzz and started this monologue about how excited he was to get Buzz Lightyear and everything. And Crush said, "Hey, little dude, just a second." And he went back, and well, he swam back. And again, this is a cartoon. And he brought out a Buzz Lightyear action figure.
Awesome.
In the cartoon that was exactly, I mean, so, it was, I mean, wow. That's the level. And so to me, that was just a really cool Disney moment there.
Definitely.
It's building that anticipation.
Yeah. So maybe make a note, keep in the notes that we're talking about, add that in addition to the snacks you want to try, the attractions you want to experience, the souvenirs that you want. And another thing I recommend for souvenirs is if you don't have a souvenir plan, just like you don't have a food plan, you can spend a lot of money on souvenirs. So for kids, what we do for Disney and Universal, and actually for just for any trip, is that we kind of help our kid along the way with earning some money, and then and then we'll buy her one souvenir on a trip, but then the rest she has her allotted amount of money, her own budget that she can use for souvenirs, and that way
we pretty much do the same.
That way you know what you're getting into, and you're not going to come home with just loads and loads of souvenirs and then some unexpected charges on your account.
Right. Also, in this last week or two, I would practice using the My Disney Experience app, especially mobile ordering food. And you can actually go on and practice ordering something. I've actually done this with clients who were prepping to go, just to show them the process. Make sure your gift cards are loaded or your credit card is loaded. You know, obviously, don't buy anything, but you can at least see the process so that you're comfortable with that. And we talked all about mobile dining last episode of this series, but that's something you don't want to learn how to do it kind of on the fly.
Yeah, you don't want to spend your park time figuring out how to use the app. And there is a lot of functionality within the My Disney Experience app. And one thing about the app is if you're traveling with a group and you're in multiple rooms, you can connect, and if you're going to want to dine together or experience some attractions together, you might want to link to each other inside the app so that you can more seamlessly make your plans together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Shane, what do we need to take with us that first day? So let's say we're flying. Let's say we're taking Magical Express. We're going to go to the resort and then we're going to get ready to go to the parks. What do we need to make sure that we have that first day?
The future of work is constantly shifting. How can HR leaders stay on top of the latest trends to better lead their global workforce to success? Serva Soundbites podcast explores current trends and the hottest topics around global employee relocation and the future of work. We connect with industry experts, HR leaders, and innovative thinkers to share their insights and stories. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your business podcasts.
Well, we mentioned the magic bands already. I would have some cash on hand because you're going to have some opportunities to give some gratuity, and you might have some opportunities where you want to buy some snacks. If you're going to be having a park day, heading straight to the park pretty quickly, then maybe have a carry on a bag that's going to be your park day bag with your sunscreen, and make sure that your sunscreen complies with the security standards for your flight. And carry your ponchos and some snacks and the hydration aids in your carry-on that will later in the day be your park bag for the day.
Right. Yeah. What we tend to do is Magical Express. So if you're taking that from the airport, that will take you to your resort. It will not take you to the parks. But what we will do is exactly what you're saying. We'll have a bag for the parks that first day. Sometimes that's a carry-on. Sometimes that's in our checked bags. Just depends on what we're able to have. And we will leave our bags at the porter at the Bell Services desk there, and then we'll go to the parks directly from there. So really, I mean, within a couple hours of landing at Orlando, if you're taking Magical Express, within a couple hours, you can be easily at the parks ready to go. And one thing Shane mentioned is make sure you tip those guys that have your luggage. And if you've used Magical Express in the past, but not recently, one change with Magical Express is you are now responsible for your own checked bags. Those will not magically appear in your room like they used to. So if you're using Magical Express from now through the end of the year, you need to go to the baggage claim, get your luggage, and take that to the Magical Express bus. They will still transport it to the resorts for you, but it will ride on the bus with you.
We've had good experiences with the baggage pickup in Orlando. It seems like, and we've flown a few different airlines from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport to Orlando, and it seems like each time we get our luggage pretty quickly. It arrives at the carousel pretty quickly, and we've never had to wait too long at Orlando.
Yep. I had one issue in Orlando, and it's actually the only time in all of my traveling that I've quote unquote lost my luggage. And what had happened was I had not signed up for Magical Express until like the week before, because I, you know, help other people do planning, but I apparently don't plan myself.
I know what you mean.
And so I told them, I said, I want to sign up. I want to get set up for Magical Express, but I don't need luggage tags. I'm not going to worry about it. And so I was just going to get my luggage at the baggage claim. Well, my bag got flagged because they scanned the names and they saw that I was going to Coronado Springs. And so Disney actually grabbed my bag and transferred it for me. Well, I thought my bag had been lost. So I go to Disney and I'm on the phone with Southwest and, you know, going through that whole process. And a couple hours later, my luggage shows up just like it normally would for Magical Express at that time, tagged and everything. And so it stressed me out for a few hours, but I guess everything was taken care of. You know, Disney, there was more. And so at the Southwest counter, the woman actually said, well, Disney might have grabbed your bags, you know, and I'm like, yeah, right. Whatever. You lost my bag. But she was absolutely right. And I actually, after that, I took the time to call Southwest and explain, hey, this happened. We're all good. Thank you very much. So that was it was actually Disney being very proactive the first time I ever thought I lost my bags.
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons to have your park bag, your day bag with you on the carry-on. If your luggage gets lost, you'll have what you need. You can still go to the city or the park, wherever it is you're going, and wait for your luggage to arrive later. And it doesn't have to ruin your whole day if you have your park bag or day bag with you.
Sure, absolutely. And then in that final day, you're going to check in for your flight. If you're flying Southwest, you're going to want to make sure that you do that at 24 hours so that you get your number assignment. Or depending on your airline, you'll check in so that they know you're good to go with your flight. And you also may want to do on the My Disney Experience app, you may want to check into your resort. They now, one of the things that they suggest you do because of less interaction with folks because of COVID is to do the online check-in. That also may help you get your room a little earlier. It just all depends. It lets them be ready for you because you let them know when you're going to be there. I still say, and I don't know how you feel about this, Shane, but I've had enough issues with magic bands or issues with accounts that I always still check in with the front desk just to say, hey, I want to make sure my magic band works. I want to make sure my pin is set up for charging. I want to make sure I'm good to go. And I also want to see where my room is in case I want to make a change to that. Do you think that's a waste of time or is that a smart thing to do, Shane?
It's absolutely a smart thing to do. When I'm by myself and I'm not as concerned if there's a little more of a walk or the area is a little more noisy, I'll go straight to the room. It doesn't matter as much to me if it's just me. I'm willing to let some other family have the better rooms. But if you're going to be more concerned with that, or if you're traveling with your family, then go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and go to the front desk and ask for a room closer, or maybe if you want some quiet, a room not by a pool or another busy area.
Well, and again, with the magic bands, I mean, in the past we've had it where, you know, it was all, they were all linked to our account, but yet charging privileges were switched. So the kids had charging privileges and we didn't, or, you know, our PIN, we didn't know our PIN number, or they didn't work specifically with the doors. And so again, it's just good. It's worth the 10 minutes in my mind to kind of start the trip, knowing that all that is taken care of. Some people just want to do it on the phone, on the app, and be done with it. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be perfectly fine. But I find that you save a lot of headache just by checking in.
And you will find some lines there still. So a lot of people feel the same way. A lot of people agree about going and speaking with the front desk. And
to be honest, usually what I do is if I'm traveling with my family, it's either my wife and I will just grab everybody's magic bands. The kids will, you know, go grab a snack, or they'll go to the shop and look around, and we just take that 10 minutes to make sure everything is good to go.
I don't. I make them stand in line with me. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
We shall suffer together.
We're suffering together. Yes.
All right, Shane, we're there. We are at Walt Disney World. And the next episode in this series, we're really going to get into the nuts and bolts of how to maximize your time and minimize your stress while you're there. I'm excited.
It's almost as if we're going there ourselves now, isn't it?
Oh, man. Every time I plan a trip with a family, I'm living vicariously through them. And, yes. And it gets exciting every time. So I'm excited to talk about all these things and break down some do's and do nots when it comes to the park.
And Disney is currently running a promotion. You can get 2 extra days added to your ticket when you buy a 4-night, 3-day room and ticket package at select Disney Resort hotels. And this is valid for arrivals most nights through September 25th, 2021. And packages are out for 2022. It is never too early to start booking and planning.
We would love to help you plan your next amazing vacation. Maybe it's Walt Disney World. Reach out to us at vacationplanning@allthingstravelshow.com. And remember, our job is to make you a vacation planning superhero.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the show so you can join us next time on All Things Travel.
And remember, never stop exploring.
And it's all getting closer to our trip. Does that sound right? It's all getting closer.